Wiki Corner.
Well, we are right in the middle of our theme week on Rochester.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a lot of really famous big companies that were founded here.
Sure.
Kodak, Xerox, Paychex, Bausch & Lomb, right.
Sure.
Wegmans. But there's another one that I think a lot of people forget about. I know I didn't remember that this company was founded here.
Okay.
Western Union.
Western Union. Are they still around, Western Union?
Are they still doing things? They sure are.
You need money order every now and then?
Yeah, I'll get to that.
You need to be bailed out of jail?
But the company was founded in 1851 as the New York and Mississippi Valley Printing Telegraph Company.
Oh.
Right here in Rochester, New York.
Look at that.
By Samuel Selden, Hiram Sibley, and others. The company changed its name to the Western Union Telegraph Company in 1856 after merging with several other telegraph companies. For the first 15 years of their existence, Western Union was focused on sending telegrams. They completed the first transcontinental telegraph in 1861. The line connected the existing telegraph network in the eastern U.S. to a small network in California by means of a link between Omaha, Nebraska, and Carson City, Nevada via Salt Lake City.
Mm.
It was a milestone in electrical engineering and in the formation of the United States. It served as the only method of near instantaneous communication between the East and West Coast during the 1860s. To give you an idea of how things were back then.
Yeah, how things were back then, Sarah.
In 1841, the news of the death of President William Henry Harrison had taken 110 days to reach Los Angeles.
Holy cow.
They didn't know for months. They had no idea that the president had died and that there was a new president.
Well, that's slow.
No idea. There they were out in L.A.
Living life. Clueless.
City of Angels. So notably, the first message was sent to then-president of the U.S., Abraham Lincoln. It was sent by California's Chief Justice, who used the occasion to assure the president of California's allegiance to the Union.
Mm.
It was the Civil War also.
A lot going on.
Yeah. So the firm additionally formed the Russian-American Telegraph Company in an attempt to link America to Europe via Alaska, into Siberia, and then to Moscow.
As a result of
their negotiating for land rights with the Russian government, Western Union helped broker the sale of Alaska to the United States in March of 1867.
Wait, so our company, Western Union from Rochester, helped broker that deal.
They did.
And we got Alaska.
And we got Alaska. That's right.
Without us, that wouldn't have happened.
That's right. The company also began to develop new telegraphy-related services beyond the transmission and delivery of telegrams, launching the first stock ticker in 1866 and wire money transfer in 1871.
See, that's what I think of the wire money.
Me too.
I think of the, remember those TV ads with the car accident where the car happens? And then there's, what's the jingle? I can't think what it is. The Western Union.
I don't remember.
Somebody, I need money right now. Go on.
Okay. Well, by 1877, the service was used to transfer almost $2.5 million each year.
Jeez.
In 1914, Western Union introduced the metal money, which was one of the first consumer credit cards.
Okay.
By 1890, it had 19,400 offices linked by almost 680,000 miles of wire.
Jeez.
And handled 56 million messages with a revenue of $29.1 million. And that was
lot.
In 1914.
A lot back then.
And that's... By 1890, I mean, that's crazy.
That is wild.
When the Dow Jones Railroad Average Stock Market Index for the New York Stock Exchange was created in 1884, Western Union was one of the original 11 companies to be included. By 1900, Western Union operated 1 million miles of telegraph lines and 2 international undersea cables.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
After
1945, the telegraphy industry began to experience a decline as the use of telephones increased.
Telephones.
Especially in the case of long-distance calls, with total telegraph messages almost cut in half from 1945 to 1960.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in honor of Valentine's Day of 1959, Western Union introduced the Candygram.
They did.
I don't know if it was an attempt to like get more business
because
they were like failing with the telephone, but the Candygram, which was a box of chocolates accompanying a telegram that was featured in a commercial with the famously rotund radio announcer Don Wilson. I don't know who that is, but
that's how they worded it.
Famously rotund radio announcer.
All right.
Yeah. In 1958, Western Union began offering telex services to customers in New York City. This communication system allowed users to exchange and print telegraphs using automated machines. You could almost say Almost.
Almost. The what?
That this service was the pioneer for our modern text messages.
What?
As abbreviations, like, you know, the sideways heart with like the little...
The three and the... Yeah.
That and THX for thanks.
Yeah.
Were originally used to communicate
is
via
right?
telex.
Look at that.
Yeah.
What year was that? 19...
That was in 1958.
58.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were also ahead of the competition mm-hmm. when it came to voice messages and email. Western Union's broadband and mailgram services made it possible to send voicemails and emails by 1971.
Holy cow.
Yeah, crazy,
what a,
right?
What a pioneer. What a pioneering business.
Today, the company is headquartered in Denver, Colorado. It sent its last telegram in 2006, which is way later than
I... Who sent that? Who sent? Just as a joke.
I don't know. I can't believe that they were still offering telegram services until 2006, but they were. Today, they offer money transfer services to every country on Earth, with two exceptions, North Korea and Iran.
Oh, yeah.
So no go there.
Don't get involved.
They average 24 transactions every second.
Jeez,
so they're still.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
good
wire
for them.
Transfers, not telegraph.
Right,
but,
sure,
yeah.
But still. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Western Union, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play the song Western Union by the Five Americans.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. It's the Five Americans. The song's called Western Union. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Western Union.
Yes.
Because it was founded here in Rochester in 1851. And we're in the middle of our theme week on Rochester right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Western Union completed the first transcontinental telegraph in 1861.
The company helped broker the sale of Alaska to the U.S. from Russia.
And today, Western Union's wire transfer service averages 24 transactions every second. So
that's pretty wild.
Still going strong.
Still going strong. How do you do? Do you have to go to the Western Union store to do this?
I have no idea. I wouldn't know the first thing. If a scammer called me and said, you need to wire me 5,000, I wouldn't even know. I'd be like, you need to explain to me how to do that because I don't.
He would say, get in your car, go to the Western Union store.
And I'd be like, where's that?
Like, those don't exist anymore.
Is that a thing? I don't even know. Yeah.
Folks want to learn more about Western Union, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all true. It's all true. Wonderful. Sarah, thank you so much. Loving this theme week on Rochester. We're learning more and more about our city.
Yeah.
190 years old. Do you think they're going to do something big in 10 years when it's 200?
I mean, I would hope so.
I would, too.
I would hope so.
This 190 snuck by.
It did.
I mean, it just, nobody cared. Nobody was paying attention.
I was.
I mean, there were DAs being pulled over. There were cars on
fire.
There's
a lot of things going on.
There was a lot. We were distracted by a lot of things.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
All right. Come back tomorrow, will you? 410?
Sure will.
Looking forward to it already. Thank you. Traffic and weather on the way here in just a few minutes. I want to remind you about Leo's Bakery and Deli. Ooh, they got some great. We actually grabbed lunch at Leo's Bakery and Deli a couple of days ago. Fantastic paninis.
So good.
What did you have? You had a.
I had a veggie, three cheese veggie or something like that. It was really good.
Yeah, even that was good. If you could make a three veggie, whatever you just had.
Three cheese veggie.
Yeah, if you can make that good, you can make anything good. I had a roast beef panini. Fantastic. But Leo's Bakery and Deli right there in East Rochester on Despatch Drive. What's the best thing about Leo's, Sarah?
Everything.
Everything.